Welcome, 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 ladies. Thank you so much for tuning in. Good evening. You are listening in to Boss Lady Business, a community for the empowerment of women entrepreneurs around the world. I'm so excited tonight. I can barely contain myself. First of all, I do want to let you know a little bit about what we do here. Our program is dedicated to the empowerment of women entrepreneurs around the world. We do this through some certain platforms such as Boss Lady Spotlight, Boss Lady of the Month, and we also highlight events and share powerful stories of success. Our program is brought to you tonight by Be Next Entertainment, the place for all of your digital marketing and media needs. Again, I want to say thank you for tuning in. Who am I? My name is Teresa Campbell. I am your humble host, and I will be bringing this program to you every week at this time. If for some reason the day and time changes, please connect with us on our Facebook group at Women Entrepreneurs International. We like to call ourselves there Destiny Builders. So again, find us on Facebook at Women Entrepreneurs International. With that said, I want you to go ahead and grab your favorite libation of choice, vino, water, tea, whatever makes you happy, and go ahead and relax and enjoy our show. We have a really great show in store for you tonight. I just want to talk to you a little bit about my passion. Women entrepreneurs, if you haven't noticed yet, you will soon know that women entrepreneurs are making a big impact in the world and global economy. Women are breaking free from traditional gender-specific roles and venturing into the business world. Not only are we holding high corporate positions, but women entrepreneurs own almost half. Listen to this, ladies, almost half of all businesses in the United States. The steady rise of female entrepreneurs can be due mainly to some of the same reasons as their male counterparts. We have a passion for our ideas. We have the desire to become our own bosses and the need to address philanthropic causes. Can I get a woo-woo on that one? I mean, we really like to give back to the community, to those who helped us when we couldn't help ourselves. So giving back is really important to women entrepreneurs, and we will discuss that as well on this program. A recent study indicated that one out of every 11 adult women is an entrepreneur. Can you imagine? So one in 11. If you know 11 women, one is a business owner. Women business owners contribute to the overall employment of 18 million workers in the United States to the tune of $2 to $3 trillion in the U.S. economy. I am a big supporter of women supporting women. Our group is about networking with each other, supporting each other, and that means, yes, you know, engaging in an economy with each other. With that said, you have a background for our form and what we do. I hope you support us, and you can do that by engaging in our group on Facebook, definitely reaching out to the women who are on our spotlight, and pretty much just supporting women wherever you go. That's really what our platform is about. With that said, if you're on Twitter, if you're on Facebook, if you're on Instagram, there are some hashtags that I would love for you to use. One, you can hashtag Women Entrepreneurs Rock. Again, Women Entrepreneurs Rock. You can hashtag Samantha Singletary, and you can hashtag Teresa Campbell. Those are, again, Women Entrepreneurs Rock, hashtag Samantha Singletary, and hashtag Teresa Campbell. And my Twitter is Boss Chick Teresa, Boss Chick, T-H-E-R-E-S-A, Teresa. Without further ado, I'd love to introduce our spotlight guest tonight. Again, her name is author Samantha Singletary. Really excited to talk to Samantha today. So just a little bit about Samantha, and then we'll get into the program. I do want to say that tonight is not about me at all. This is really about giving women entrepreneurs who are making a stance, taking a stance in their neighborhoods, in their community, and providing them a platform to share their passion with the world. So a little bit about Samantha. She's an author, she's a prophetic teacher, and an empowerment speaker. Samantha is Arizona born, get this, Georgia raised, and of course she is Christ-centered. Samantha holds a BA in criminology and business administration from Savannah State University. Again, like I said, I was very excited about talking to her tonight. Really looking forward to learning about her book. Samantha put her love for God to full use with a Master's of Art degree in Divinity from Dominion Faith Bible College and a Master of Business Administration in Accounting from St. Leo University. Royal Eight International was established in 2007 as a business birthed from the heart of Samantha to serve the kingdom of God. This year, Royal Eight Tea Blends, a custom line of specialty tea, will launch at the first and only Taste of Eight events. The founder of a publishing house as well, as if all that we've said before wasn't enough, she has a publishing house called Samantha Mabry. Her first book is Seasons of Change, and she is excited about how this book is touching lives on a global level. Seasons of Change highlights the many different seasons that Samantha has experienced during her life. Always the storyteller, Samantha uses humor, her life experiences, and colorful stories to teach and write and bring the gospel alive to all women. Again, I'm uber excited to talk to Samantha and really hear about her book and, most importantly, about what it is to start a company. Again, she has Royal 18. We really want to, I don't know about you ladies, but my success, honestly, in business can be attributed to networking with those who have been where I want to go, right? You know, no need in reinventing the wheel when there are those who have gone down the path that you want to travel. I'm all for really learning from others, being told what those obstacles might be, and finding out the best practices that we can use to get around those obstacles, knock them down, demolish them, so that we don't have to take 10, 15, 20 years to really be a success in business. So really looking forward to hearing what Samantha has to say about that. If for some reason you would like to ask Samantha a question, let me go ahead and give you the number that you can use to dial in. Grab a pen, grab a piece of paper, and here is the telephone number. If you'd like to ask Samantha a question, please dial in to 323-1718. Again, the number to dial in and ask a question of our guest today, Samantha Singletary, is 323-642-1718. And without further ado, ladies who are on the line, we do have ladies all over. I see your numbers here. We got about 10 women listening into our show tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Very excited to see this grow. And, you know, just a side note again, I was talking to Samantha this afternoon, and she's been in our Facebook group for 2 years. So if you are in Women Entrepreneurs International on Facebook and you've been with us from the early beginnings, thank you from the bottom of my heart for really hanging in there and supporting us and supporting each other. That's the number one goal here. So, ladies, again, I hope you have your drink of choice. I hope you have the telephone number to call in and ask a question to Ms. Singletary. Without further ado, I would love to welcome to Boss Lady Spotlight our wonderful program show here, Ms. Samantha Singletary. And Samantha, I'm going to unmute your line so that you can join the show.
Samantha, hi, are you there? Thank you so much. Yes, I'm here. Hello. How are you?
Hi, Samantha. I'm fantastic. How are you this afternoon? This evening, I should
wonderful.
Say.
Yeah, I'm awesome. Great. I'm awesome.
Very cool.
To
so I'm going to let awesome. I'm going
to
let you have the program. And why don't you go ahead and talk about your book to the audience? Like I said, we have about 10 women on the line right now. I'm sure more will join. And let them know about your book, talk about the tea, and how you started your business.
Well, let me answer the first question, how I started my business. My business, actually, Royal 8 International Tea was actually given to me back in 2007. The name was actually given to me along with the book, Seasons of Change. And the book and the business were all meant to empower and transform the lives of women globally. I feel like there sometimes we need to feel embraced and inspired and be transformed. And so Seasons of Change, A Journey to Wholeness, the book that's available now on Kindle as well as on Amazon, it was actually written from four different seasons that I experienced in my life. And each of these seasons were meant to be a reminder as we go through the seasonal changes in the earth of how God is with us through each of those seasons. And so out of that, the tea line was birthed. And the tea line is actually just another tool to encourage women and to remind them that when you face these different seasons, that there is God and he's there with you and he will get you through it. So that's how all of that came about. And then just recently we launched the tea line, and it is actually taking off. And I am excited at the reviews we have gotten back. The book as well has been transforming lives. So it's just fantastic. I really love a particular season in my book, which is the spring season. And my spring tea line is actually sold out right now. And it's due to the fact that season actually, we're in that season now on the earth, and we're also experiencing that season when we're single. And so I really wanted to encourage women that whether you're single, whether you're married, whether you're a mom, you know, whatever area you're in your life, that you have the ability to transform the world, and each season is meant to transform you. So that's where all that came about, and it's like the joy of my life right now. I'm turning into the tea connoisseur of the world.
That's awesome. Great platform for the book. So you, as a result of writing the book, the vision for your tea company came out of that. Is that correct?
Yes, it did. It came out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Why don't you talk us through that process? I'm sure the listeners would be interested to know how you made that leap from writing a book. Well, let's start there. Writing a book and having the idea for a book, writing a book and completing it is one feat in and of itself. So congratulations on that. much congratulations. The second
Thank
is
you.
During the writing of your book, you made the leap from, hey, let me build a company, right?
Yeah, it was a major leap.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I had to get over is the fear of taking the leap. I think as women, we sometimes look at everything that we're balancing, and we go, oh, gosh, this is something else on my plate. Is it possible that I can do it? And even though we hear God saying we can, we have to get past that notion that we can't. And so it really came from me just really asking God, what's the next step? Because I know it's more than just a book. And he said tea. And I thought, really? You know, and it really took sitting down. I know people are leery of business plans, but you have to write the vision and make it plain. And a business plan is what I had to do, because we were not just talking about selling lemonade at the 5-cent stand that I did as a kid. We were actually talking about developing a major company and making an impact in a billion-dollar industry. And so it took getting over fear and really doing research. I know research is a scary word for entrepreneurs, because we're creative, we're ambitious, we're driven, but research means I have to sit down and do the homework, and you have to do your homework. I had to do my homework to write Seasons of Change. I had to study the seasons. I had to study the different solstices that the earth went through. I had to understand why we had those seasons, and not only study it from a biblical perspective, but also from a scientific perspective. I had to merge two concepts into this in order to bring out the points that I wanted to make about life. And so it took a lot of hard work, and it was a major leap. And I have a great team. I really do. I don't know how they put up with me, but they're wonderful, because I'm super, uber creative. And so any day of the week, I can wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning with a brand new tea blend, and they're like, not today. So, you know, but it was really just getting over myself, because fear to me was about me and not about the vision. So I had to get over me and do it. So, and mapping it out, that's the biggest part. You got to map it out. And a lot of people don't want to map it out, but you have to do that, because you have to work the kinks out of it so that it can be successful.
You know, I think that's a really, probably the most important point in business, isn't it? Mapping it out,
yes.
Having a plan, and knowing where you're going. What is the saying? If you fail to plan, you're planning to fail. In essence,
right.
And
right.
If you don't mind, Samantha, first of all, for all of the listeners, the program is 30 minutes. I can already tell you right now, we're going to go a little bit over. I love everything that Samantha is saying, and I have questions. I'm a learner. You know, I'm in business myself,
yeah,
but I'm always a learner. So I'm getting ready to ask some questions. Again, get yourself in position. Get your questions ready for her as well. I know you have them in addition to myself. So I want, if you don't mind, I want to drill in just a little bit deeper on this notion of fear.
Yeah.
On this notion of when you have an idea, we have those dreams and visions that wake us up at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. And I'm an avid believer that that's where the miracles happen. You get those downloads from heaven, you know, during that time of the morning. A lot of times we get those visions and we're like, wow, that's so big. I cannot believe you're giving this to me. This isn't it, right? And
right.
We may step away from it. What was your process? How did you get past your fear? You know, you also talked about juggling family and whatever we have to juggle in life. Talk the listeners through your process. What actions did you take? What groups did you belong to? Did you have a mentor? You know, any of that. Let us know. Share with us, you know, what was your process?
Sure, I would love to. I do have a mentor. She's totally fabulous. She's been my mentor for the last year. But when I initially I recommend mentors. I just had this conversation with my aunt today, and I was saying, you know, mentors are important. But I had to first sit down and really, you know, I'm a writer, and I like to journal. And so I sat down and I wrote down, why am I fearful? And I began to just step by step write down the various things that were hindering me. What in my emotions, what in my thought process, what in my physical environment am I using or thinking that is a hindrance to me doing it? Like the first fear of, well, I don't have enough money. How in the world can I start a business from grassroots? Well, it's amazing. If you cut back on a lot of the luxuries of life, you can start your business. if you, instead of investing in the movies, which is $80 now, take the $80 and invest in yourself, invest in the vision. Then I had to actually start to realize that, yes, the vision is bigger than me, but it's not bigger than God, because he's limitless. And if I say that I'm his and he is mine, and I say that I'm part of his kingdom and I'm his daughter, then I need to walk limitless like him. And so I started to take away all the negatives and all the things that were telling me that I couldn't do it. And then I have these great, a great best friend who cell phone bill I probably should pay. I call her and I go through my, 45 minutes of emotion. And then I say, okay, we're going to do this. And she goes, okay, great. I believe you have to have support. It's not always going to come the way you want it to come, but you have to have support. And you have to realize one important thing. If God believed in you enough to give you the vision and dreams, then you have to believe in yourself enough to complete it. And that just kind of canceled out fear. It was like, if he believed in me enough to say do it, then definitely I need to believe in me enough to do it. And so, I did that. And then when I got to the thrux of actually, going through the business and working out the kinks, my chief operating officer, she was a major help with that, because there were moments when I was like, oh, man, this is another hurdle. And, having someone there to help you walk through and talk out the process or research a way out of a situation is very helpful when you're an entrepreneur. I know a lot of people like to be sole entrepreneurs, but you really need to connect with other people that may not be an entrepreneur but may have a gift set that you need to excel or promote or lift up your business. And the same thing with my book. I ended up needing to get, my publicist. I needed to get someone to bring in another component to take what I saw to the next level. So I just, it really, if you want to narrow it down, get your notebooks out and put down the negatives. What are your abilities? What are your fears? What do you think are your hindrances? What do you think is stopping you? Some people say their age. Some people say they're sick. Some people say their finances. Some people say, I don't know how to write a business plan. There are so many tools out here that you can use and people that are willing to help other women achieve their goals. So I think the biggest thing is get still, write it down, and eliminate it, and realize that God is limitless and so are you.
I love that. There are several things there, but I have a question for you.
Sure.
I do want to make a statement as well for those listening regarding tools and support. I mean, that is really the best indication of whether or not you're going to fail or succeed in business. A lot of people think it's money, but if you have a good support team that has resources, they can get the money or they can get you to the money, that type of thing. So it's really about the people, as you said, who are in your circle and who are in your support team, and being a really good judge of character when it comes to that.
Yes.
I found that judging, don't judge a book by its cover, really dig a little bit deeper. So you said you wrote down your fears, what really was may have been holding you back. How did you counteract that? How did you say, okay, this is my fear of not having enough money? What did you do to counteract that fear? Your fear was.
It's great, Teresa. We can use that one. Let's just use the fear of not having enough money. We know that we all face that. Everybody's been there. Every entrepreneur, every business owner, every millionaire has been there. So we all face that. So what do we do? Okay, you sit down and you get your budget and you say, okay, let me look at my budget. Let me look at what I'm doing with my finances. Let me look at where am I mostly spending my finances and how much is it really going to cost me to get that LLC, to send that email or to get that flyer or to build that website sitting down. What I did is sat down and looked at my budget. looked at my expenses, pulled them, and did a pie chart and said, wow, I really enjoy, you know, eating out. That's great. but might need to cut that out. Or, gosh,
awesome.
You know, I'm really having a great time at the mall. That's not what I need to be doing. And so,
right.
I
so really focusing in on, you know, if your vision is business, then your finances need to be a part of your vision, and really just honing in on whatever that block is, making it plain, writing it down, and, you know, putting the opposite next to it, and then taking action.
That's right. What
I hear you saying.
Mm-hmm. Right. Changing
you know,
what you're
as
doing.
We're, awesome. And as we're moving into about 30 minutes, I don't want to end the show without asking you a couple of questions about the book. What lessons did you learn during the writing of the book, or what successes did you have during the writing of your book?
I learned discipline writing my book. I learned what completion is doing it. And I also discovered that I had an ability to really express in such a literal way, and as well as a dramatic way, because I am very dramatic at times, on paper, the heart of God and the expressions that he has toward us. And I really learned that everything around us is interconnected into us walking and being who he created us to be. But the biggest thing was the discipline. The book taught me discipline. I had a timeline. I had to meet it. And it took discipline.
Awesome. Very cool. And right now, I'd like to offer the listeners an opportunity to ask a question. If you are on the line and you want to ask a question, let's see. I guess you can post on the page, on the Blog Talk page. If for some reason you have a question and you don't want to call in, you can go into our Facebook group, Women Entrepreneurs International. Samantha will be there this evening and maybe early tomorrow as well. You can post your question there for her. Again, she is the brain behind Royal 8 International Tea. Let's see, Royal 8 International Tea, and also the founder of Publishing House, Samantha Mabry, where her very first book, Seasons of Change, has been published. Now, Samantha, are you looking for other books to publish? Talk to us about your publishing house, and what is your vision for your companies over the next year?
Well, with my publishing house, I now have a different publisher. Takes a lot of time to publish, and with my tea company, it's taking time away. But I am working on a second book. My third book, excuse me, because I have a first book, which was a very snippet of Seasons of Change. Then I have Seasons of Change, A Journey to Wholeness, which has prayers in it, and it also has questions in it to get you to start thinking about the different seasons in your life and how you can, you know, better respond to the challenges that you're facing. And then my next book I'm working on, it's really about the transformation process. My first book was for me to embrace you. My second book was for me to inspire you. And my next book is to walk you into transformation, how you transform your life into the destiny and purpose that God created for you. And so that book, which I'm working on now, I'm looking to launch that in September. But right now, available is Seasons of Change, A Journey to Wholeness. It's available in Kindle. It's at a great price right now. And I believe that the publisher that I used, we may be upping that price pretty soon. But that's the journey.
Ooh,
for the
so
book.
That's a great plug. Get it while you can.
Get it while you can.
Get it before
and
the
you
price
can also,
goes up.
Yes. And you can also go on Royal 8, the number 8, TTEA.com. And purchase your teas. You can read my blogs and keep up with us, because we're looking in July in Virginia to launch our first Taste of 8 event. And so we would like for you guys to join us. So, you know, keep following me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and anywhere you see Royal 8, the number 18, that's me. So I only one page that has Samantha Singletary is my author page, but my Twitter, my Periscope, and my Instagram is Royal, the number 8T. Well, that's that. So I'm juggling two companies and kids and everything else, but it's all doable, and you can succeed at doing it.
Awesome. Very cool. So I want to repeat that contact information again and your social media. So Twitter, Instagram, Royal 8, the number 8, T-T-E-A, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And the website for the T is www.royal8TEA.com.
That is correct. And if you want me to come speak or anything, just contact us through there, and my assistant will get in contact with you and arrange all of that.
Oh, fantastic. And Samantha's books, well, you know, you can go to Amazon.com and search her by Samantha Singletary. The last name is Singletary. Samantha Singletary. The book we're speaking of tonight is called Seasons of Change. I love that. A Journey to Wholeness. And with that said, I have one last question for you, and I'll let you wrap it up. What's your favorite tea in your line?
My favorite tea? Oh, you would ask me that.
Or you may have several. Well, let me ask, what should the listeners try first?
All of them. I have a sample pack for all of them. But my favorite tea, to answer your first question, would be my fall tea. That is my favorite, favorite tea. It has cinnamon in it. It's a green tea base. I love it. It's very good for people with diabetes or glucose issues. It's very good for, you know, flushing out your system. I love it. It's a great tea. But that's my favorite. My fall tea is my favorite. Now, my favorite season in the book is my summer season, which talks about the season with Jesus, which that tea is a passion fruit tea. Would you not believe be passionate about him? How could I not make a tea that's passionate?
Of course. I love that. Love that. So the fall tea and summer in the book. Fantastic.
Yes.
What advice would you give to aspiring writers? What one sentence or one word would you tell those listening who want to write a book and have it at their chest, but it's not completed? What word of advice would you give to them?
I would tell them, write it. Somebody's waiting for you.
Awesome. And on that note, I would love to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Samantha, for joining us tonight on Boss Lady.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for joining us on Boss Lady Spotlight. Again, you can find us. We live on Facebook at Women Entrepreneurs International. Please support the guest host. Our spotlight guest, Samantha Singletary, by buying her tea, buying her book, and most importantly, telling others about the show and about her products. If you need to contact me, Teresa Campbell of Be Next Entertainment, we handle all digital media and marketing. I can be emailed at Teresa, TheNextEntertainment.com. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you have a wonderful evening. God bless and good night.